In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God is written in the 5th chapter of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, beginning at the 18th verse. Ambassadors. That's the title that the apostle applies to himself and all of us who serve in the office of the Holy Ministry, for who aspire to that high calling. We are ambassadors. But that term ambassador can easily come to grace on us, because you see, we've worked and we continue to work so that we can be on our own, so that we can stand on the legs of our own noteworthy background and education and experience. Our goal, particularly here at this seminary, has no doubt been to arrive at that point where we can speak and where we can act on our own without any direction or consultation from anybody else. Term ambassador seems to miss our goal, and indeed it does. The meaning of that term really hasn't changed much from Paul's day to the present. An ambassador is a diplomatic agent of the highest rank in a country who represents his government in a foreign country. As such, he is sent to speak in behalf of his government, to represent them in every matter of action and policy. He is not sent to speak on his own behalf. He doesn't go to represent his own private and personal concerns. He is sent instead by another to speak and to represent very accurately the concerns and the matters of another. We are ambassadors. Ambassadors for Christ. For St. Paul, it is Christ who sends us to represent him in every concern and matter of life. He sends us to speak on his behalf. His interests become ours. And what's more, he puts his word into our mouth. The very word that it speaks, the word which Paul describes in that term, reconciliation. God himself has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Dear ambassadors for Christ, we do not come on our own for ourselves. We speak his word and not ours, and his word does not focus on the sociological trends in urban America today. His word doesn't focus on the superior aesthetic value of red carpeting for the chancel as opposed to green or burnt orange. His word does not focus on clubbing people over the head from the pulpit, telling them that they better shape up or strip out. His word doesn't focus on pious, sweet-sounding but empty words thrown together to make people feel all warm and yummy inside. His word is that of reconciliation, and that word cuts right to the heart of the matter of sin and guilt. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, says St. Paul, not counting their trespasses against them. This is the word of reconciliation, and this is the word that has been given to us. It is here Jesus Christ was the ambassador par excellence. He was sent forth from heaven to represent the real concern of God for mankind. He was sent to show man that God loved the world so much that he was willing to give up his only begotten Son, that he who knew no sin might become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. In his life and death and resurrection, Jesus Christ did for mankind what mankind was totally unable to do for itself. He reconciled the whole world to God, and thereby brought life and immortality to a people walking in darkness and in the shadow of death. And it is his action, which is the very heart and core of our ministry, as we are sent to be his ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. The work that goes on here in this place merely serves to underscore that fact, particularly in acquainting us more thoroughly with that very word we are sent to speak on his behalf. But let's be honest. We have been, and we will continue to be, tempted to speak on our own behalf. We'll find ourselves representing our own interests and promoting our own narrow goals. We will be tempted and will fall for it, thinking all the while that, well, maybe we have arrived. As we recognize those times and temptations, we ambassadors will do well to remember that the country we represent is the one in which we also live, so to speak. In other words, brothers, isn't it encouraging that the word of reconciliation we speak is also spoken to us and for us? Isn't it encouraging for us to know that the one who sends us was also sent to us and for us? Isn't it uplifting for us to know that this one still serves as God's ambassador to us, as he day by day sends us his Spirit through word and sacrament? Isn't it reassuring to know that when we simply don't know what to say anymore, this same Spirit, this same helper and counselor, teaches us and brings to our remembrance all that our Lord has said? May God's Spirit strengthen and preserve us as we serve as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Amen.